Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The right fielder, Jeffrey Hammonds. Batting third. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Leo Gomez. Batting sixth. The DH, Chris Sabo. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jeff Tackett. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Mussina. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The center fielder, Alex Cole. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Shane Mack. Batting sixth. The DH, Pedro Munoz. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Scott Lewis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Walbeck. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Carlos Pulido. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson strikes out. 1 out. Jeffrey Hammonds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hammonds takes first base on ball 4. Rafael Palmeiro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hammonds moves to third. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gomez hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Hammonds scores. Ripken moves to third. It's 1-0, Orioles. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ripken scores. Gomez moves to second. It's 2-0, Orioles. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sabo hits a pop-up towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Knobloch strikes out. 1 out. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cole hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tim Hewlett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hewlett takes first base on ball 4. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hewlett moves to second. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Tackett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cole. Tackett reaches second base with a double. Hewlett scores. Devereaux goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Orioles. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hammonds is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hammonds hits a fly ball into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-1 in the game. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it and throws to second for the out. Tackett moves to third. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harbeck for the out. One out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mussina fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Munoz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gomez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gomez hits a line drive into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Sabo is 0-for-1 in the game. Sabo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Orioles. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hewlett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hewlett hits a line drive into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Devereaux is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Tackett batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Tackett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Tackett hits a fly ball into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Laos hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eric Schulstrom now pitching. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Anderson strikes out. One out. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hammonds is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hammonds strikes out. Two outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-2 in the game. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Palmeiro moves to second. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gomez takes first base on ball 4. Palmeiro moves to third. Ripken moves to second. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sabo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sabo hits a line drive towards the mound. Shellstrom fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Shellstrom. Palmeiro scores. Ripken scores. Gomez goes all the way around to score. Sabo moves to third. 3 runs are unearned. It's 8-0, Orioles. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hewlett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. Knobloch hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cole is 0 for 1 in the game. Cole strikes out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a line drive towards first. Palmeiro reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Trombley now pitching. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Devereaux is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Devereaux hits a line drive into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Tackett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Tackett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Anderson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-0, Orioles. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hammonds is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hammonds hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Mac. Hammonds reaches second base with a double. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Palmeiro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Palmeiro hits a line drive towards the mound. Trombley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harbeck moves to second. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Munoz is 0 for 1 in the game. Munoz hits a fly ball into right field. Hammonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Leos is 0 for 1 in the game. Leos hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Walbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Walbeck hits a line drive into right field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gomez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gomez hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Sabo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sabo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sabo hits a fly ball into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 2 in the game. Knobloch hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cole is 0 for 2 in the game. Cole hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0 for 2 in the game. Puckett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff Rebule now playing second base. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hewlett strikes out. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Devereaux strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Tackett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Tackett hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-0, Orioles. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a pop-up towards first. Palmeiro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Munoz is 0 for 2 in the game. Munoz strikes out. Two outs. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Laos is 0 for 2 in the game. Laos hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hammonds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hammonds strikes out. One out. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Trombley covering, for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Ripken is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Gomez now playing first base. Tim Hewlett now playing third base. Mark McLemore now playing second base. Mark Eichhorn now pitching. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first, with Eichhorn covering, for the out. Walbeck moves to second. One out. Jeff Rabule batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rabule hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Walbeck moves to third. Two outs. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole is 0-for-3 in the game. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gomez hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sabo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sabo strikes out. Walbeck drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Sabo out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hewlett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Alan Mills now pitching. Kirby Puckett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 0-for-3 in the game. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first, with Mills covering, for the out. Two outs. Shane Mack batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mack is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chip Hale pinch hits for Pedro Munoz. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 10, and Minnesota Twins, 0. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.